read about Steve's indie rock career?
There's no there's no time for this.
You got to introduce the show.
Oh, yeah, is this, I didn't realize I was introducing this one.
Yeah, it's behind the paywall.
Oh, wait,
folks, it's behind the paywall. Oh, Katie, you introduce it.
Hi, it's your mail queen here.
Alex, intro the show.
Hey, it's your mail queen here. This is another mailbag episode. We're reading your mail on a separate episode because, frankly, there's no time to do it on a normal one. Let's get into the bag.
Uh-huh.
That's my bag, baby.
This first email... First email is from Nathaniel McHaffey.
Hello.
Oh!
Title, Nah, Broly. Ms. Poppins says it's actually more mature to wait until you're ready.
Good title.
Weebs. Just another DBZ virgin medicating his neoliberal malaise with no context for anything y'all talk about. Went to get drunk in a theater last night and almost let Broly make me a man. But... Mary Poppins Returns was playing, so I kept pure and cried through it. Beautiful. Anyway, thanks for the pod.
What?
I'm genuinely confused about what story you're telling me.
What?
I mean, it seems like he went to the movie theater to try to see the Broly movie and then decided to see Mary Poppins
but
instead.
Is he saying that he doesn't watch any Dragon Ball?
I think so, yeah. That's what...
Do you
think... This is going to be his introduction to... But he's remained pure by watching Mary Poppins. Instead.
Do you think in the Broly movie, Broly comes out of the screen and has sex with you? Is that what you think?
Holy shit, I wish that happened.
Oh my god.
That is not what happens. The voice actor Vic Mignogna comes out of the screen and he has sex with you.
And he touches you inappropriately.
He looks just like Broly. That's established, that's canon. Anyway, thanks for seeing Mary Poppins. I'm not going to see it.
Yeah,
me
I didn't
neither.
See it.
I didn't like the first one that much. Why are you sweeping chimneys? What's going on? Do you have to clean your chimney?
Yes.
Doesn't fire clean the chimney? Grow up.
Next letter.
Uh-huh. All right, this next email is from Clay Ward. Friend of the show.
Hello.
Clay Ward.
Subject, when Frieza comes, his tail goes inside his body.
It's a very direct subject lines. I like it.
Dear Ballin' Out Super Gang, I believe...
Gang.
Gang shit. I believe I have just cracked the code that will split this whole show wide open.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Frieza is actually beta male. If we accept Alex's hypothesis that Frieza's tail is actually his one true sexual organ, it makes sense why it varies in size drastically over the course of the Broly movie. But more so, if we look at the history of his tail, he gets it blown off by Goku's spirit bomb on planet Namek.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Goku, a true Chad, used his masculine energy from his jizzed up spirit bomb to cuck Frieza out of his... sex organ. Therefore, when he returns to Earth with a robot tail, it symbolized him taking the red pill. After getting his wing-wang gets all bling... After his wing-wang gets all bling-blanged, he rushes to Earth to neg Goku and Vegeta's wives. But Alpha Trunks comes and chops him into pieces. He accepts the black pill. Thus, Frieza is a true tail cell, and his Tournament of Power wish is not to be alive, but to be an Alpha Chad like Trunks. Please forgive me this, even the irony hurts so, so very much.
I don't like the implication that Frieza is a man. We don't know what Frieza
is. We don't know.
Is.
We actually don't know.
I really support he has a fluctuating size tail penis. I think it makes sense. I really like
it
the narrative.
It is the organ. It is the organ, for sure. Whatever it may
the
be.
The organ.
The one true organ.
It's like a bazooka, and it opens up. There's a big hole in
it. Yes. I think Frieza might be, like, some type of, like...
A bug?
Yeah, like a, like an asexually reproducing species.
Maybe the tail falls off, becomes another Frieza.
Ooh.
That would be so cool.
And it's, when it's big, Frieza. He's pregnant. Like the Godzilla movie.
Maybe it's just like an evolutionary holdover, like when a lizard drops its tail and it still wiggles, so you get distracted by it.
I was a big fan of the one idea he proposed here, that when the tail is destroyed and becomes replaced, it's like a robotic penis for Frieza. opening up a world where people's dicks are blown off and they get robo penises.
What an upgrade. Just honestly. As good. What woman wouldn't be psyched about that? Like, I'd tell me
it has beams.
Yeah.
All right, this next email is from Daniel.
Uh-huh. Damn, Daniel.
Thank you.
Back at it again with the fan content.
Subject line, I don't own any anime swords, just a wooden one.
Okay.
That's still a sword, my man.
And cut here. With your wooden sword.
Greetings from one of your many former high school Japanese club president fans and one of the damned. From PDA, where I discovered this podcast.
Woo!
In 1 week, I've already gone through about 50 episodes, keeping me from flying off the handle at work at the factory where supermodels build tiny monster trucks for puppies. Note, this isn't my actual job.
Ah!
I've only just made it into the introduction of Urban Goku, so I assume...
I forgot about these inner city Gokus.
Just the use of the term urban is such comedy inside baseball. I love it so much. Introduction of Urban Goku. So I assume that you've probably answered all the following questions by now while I'm trapped in the past like some kind of shitty podcast Trunks. Your love of beams is well documented, but is there a particular beam that is your favorite?
Ooh,
I've
good
always
question.
Liked Frieza's death beam myself.
Oh, I was going to say the death beam. Now I have to think. Do something
well,
else.
The best thing is, like, in FighterZ, I think we've talked about this, that in FighterZ, all of Frieza's moves are called, like, I'm going to destroy the world. They don't have names. They're just like, time to end your life.
Looks like I'm black-pilled, bitch. My feet look like hands.
I think my favorite beam is probably the final flash.
Yeah. I was going to say, when Vegeta does Gallic Gun, he has the most fucked up hands.
It's so fucked.
They're like backwards and upside down. It's just like, you're going to hurt yourself.
But I think we're all in agreement. Vegeta at least has the best
beams. He's got style.
Yeah, Vegeta's got good beams. I will say, in terms of modern canon update, I'm a pretty big fan of Beerus's death beams. Where they just erase you from time.
Oh, yeah, where
yes.
he just, like, touches you on the head and you just die forever.
And they're also kind of purple, which, like, I like a purple. Mm. It's
he's got
it's
great
a,
orbs.
It's yeah. a good color, and it doesn't harsh my vibes.
Special nomination, special beam cannon.
Oh, you guys remember the big old cross beam that happened?
Oh, yeah, the white pride beam.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Finally, a beam that's not ashamed to be itself.
This is a beam that won't apologize for creating the modern world.
Thanks for writing in. Be sure to check out
more.
Jeremy's episode on the Unabomber by the paywall PDA if you haven't missed that one.
There's more to the email, though. Jeremy, any plans to do more solo episodes? The New Year's one was cool and good and definitely wouldn't be used as evidence at an intervention. Yes, there is plan to do more solo episodes, sort of.
I don't... Listen, it was very cute to see you so sincere on the internet, but was that a good episode or was that episode?
I'm genuinely of the same opinion.
I do not like
that episode and I'm embarrassed of it, but people seem to like it.
I am across the board against solo episodes wherever they may be.
Well, so what I was going to say is, like, the idea is not solo episodes, but rather like one-on-one interviews with, I have one planned with a guy who knows a ton about labor organizing in the anime industry, mm-hmm. and I was going to talk to him about it and learn.
Are you going to put that out as a bonus?
I have no idea.
I'll do single episodes where I just gossip with you like we're a couple of gal pals.
Singles night with Katie Rose Leon.
Balling out, gabbing like gals.
Oh, yeah, that's what I can do. I can...
The balling out hen house. What are we clucking about?
I will also answer your dire sex education questions if you need help. Like, I'm really worried about all of you, and you seem terribly misinformed.
I think we found our Twitch feature. If you want solo content, start watching that Twitch, baby. It's coming out soon.
This moves on to the next part of the email. Katie, Unlike Dragon Ball, what animes would you say have good female characters that get to actually do things? Also, where should I send this bouquet of knives?
Oh, please give me those knives. I need them more than ever. It's hard because, honestly, like, I love anime, but here's the secret. It's all garbage. It's, like, all fucking... it's shitty. The thing is, if you want, like, women who are fighting... it's really hard to find one where they're fighting, but they're also not like boobs in their face all the time. Yeah. Like,
which would,
like,
be a big handicap.
Right. Like Kill la Kill, they're all killing each other in that, but that is like a super titty rapey show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got your Sailor Moons where they do fight every episode, but like the annoying thing about Sailor Moon is like they only get one move per an episode.
Yeah.
Unlike Dragon Ball where they get to like do tournament style fighting.
You know what shows often have good women characters is like just little slice of life ones.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. So if you want like solid female leads that are actually cool, then you have to get out of like the shonen genre. So yes. you gotta like do your Nanas and things like that. I love that show. There's some. There's this one that I really like that I forget what it's called that has been updating on Funimation, which is about a woman who's naked all the time. that's really good. There's also, like, I don't know, it just depends. Like, My Hero Academia actually has, like, a pretty good female cast, but of course they're, like, not the lead, but they actually get the fight and shit, which is cool, which I like.
Oh, what about Serial Experiments Lane?
That's good and spooky. Yeah, I mean, if you like spooky shit, women are always spooky in anime. They're all fucking haunted and shit over there.
Check out new anime, The Handmaid's Tale.
All right, moving on to the next email from George Henry.
Uh-huh, honey.
Title of email, Podcasts and Shit.
Good title.
Dear Ballin' Out Super. Or is it Ballin' Out Super's Monster? I can never remember.
Folks!
When I first started listening to your podcast, I thought, huh, they should totally do a crossover episode with All Systems Goku. Maybe I should email them about it. Luckily, I did not, and changed my mind when I heard episode, I don't know which one it was, but you know what I'm talking about, hashtag justice for Katie, and all that. Now, in protest, I only listen to All Systems Goku once every 2 months, aka as frequently as they put out episodes. Not anymore.
Yeah, we won, bitch.
We won. Yes. We've outlasted them.
Also, before...
which is what winning is now.
Before I had my public meltdown, we did the right thing and reached out to
them.
We
did.
But they are too good for us, so you know what? Fuck you. And
I
am
a flaming olive branch.
I am still here with my gauntlets on, standing at the world's chair, waiting for my fist fight. So, whatever. Welcome to New York, bitch. Okay, some of us trying to make it, and then you quit your anime podcast.
It's too hard.
Go back to the West Coast.
I suppose this is all a long way of asking. If you could listen to a weekly podcast in which three Dragon Ball characters... in which three Dragon Ball characters and a rotating cast of guests half-heartedly recap real life while growing increasingly depressed and angry about its low production values and lazy storytelling, which three characters would you want to be the host?
Vegeta.
Yes, for sure, Vegeta.
Oh, it's a right-wing show.
Yeah, I want the Alex Jones of Dragon Ball recaps.
Yeah, I
want
to listen to the Daily Show. Yeah.
He gets like too mad and yells at the women.
I think it's Vegeta, Future Trunks, and Kid Trunks.
What about Bulma? Show. Give one of those spots to Bulma.
No, this is a right wing show. There's okay. No female representation.
I want the catty gossip one. So I want Bula.
Ooh.
And I want, because she looks amazing all the time. I want like
she's
Bula.
An it girl.
And then
what about like, Yamcha? Give Yamcha.
Oh stuff. My God! Where's Yamcha's like nostalgia podcast?
Yamcha has just to remember the '90s show.
Yamcha hosts Barstool Sports.
I got drunk and sent a request to a tattoo artist for a Yamcha baseball tattoo. But they were like, we're full up this month. I'm like, that's probably for the best.
We're full of shit ideas this month, Katie. Call back. Call me when you're sober. Bye.
If a good tattoo artist... Well, you email request. But if a good tattoo artist wants to give me a Yamcha baseball player tattoo, I want that so bad.
All right. Next email from Faith Swagtastic.
Uh-huh, honey. What?
Fantastic name.
Title
Plugs. Hello. Whenever you say dragon plugs, I think of butt plugs by Bad Dragon. Is this a common joke or am I a gay pervert? Also, anime turned me into a girl except for Dragon Ball Z, which didn't turn me into a girl, but instead just made me kind of spazzy and bad at social cues.
Yeah.
I want to go on record saying that I would let adult Gohan and future Trunks spit roast me while Videl steps on me and says I have an inferior power
this
level.
This is my favorite
Thanks for
email.
Your time, Faith Swagtastic.
Oh my gosh.
Second email.
Oh, there's two.
In the same chain. I forgot to ask my second question, which is not an actual question, but a challenge. Make a Dragon Ball fan fiction premise right now. Do it, coward. The more communist it is, the better.
Man, this is my favorite email. I love horny anime fans. I know so many people that anime made them gay or made them realize their identity. It's so cool.
They all want to be spit roast by two young 20s powerful warriors.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, who doesn't?
This is my favorite recent development in our fandom that we've moved from, like, we used to have like a very strong DSA dude fan contingent. Ugh. Now it is all our new fans are gay or trans or something, and it fucking rules.
It's a rainbow coalition of people trying to get Corin towered.
Listen, the weather's getting nice here, so I'm about to get really gross on this podcast all the time. I'm very sorry. WrestleMania is happening in New York this year, and I'm trying to fuck as many wrestlers as I can before I die.
Send in your knives now, brother.
Okay, so fanfiction premise.
Oh, okay. Okay, I have a fan fiction premise that I've kind of talked about here before, in which Bulma saves Chi-Chi and fucking Videl.
And Videl, yeah.
Yeah, they just fucking Thelma and Louise it. She's the richest woman in the world, and she just steals their asses. And it's like, she at first like hires Chi-Chi to just like come help at stuff at Capsule Corp because, you know, fucking, she needs to get out of the house. She's going all stir crazy. Her son's always in danger. Goku doesn't listen to her. No one listens to her. Bulma will listen to her. Bulma gets it. She works in this world. And then as they hang out more, she realizes that she's just giving her time and affection because she cares about her. And even though that she's been a little shrill in the past, it's because she really looks up to her and she's jealous of her power. And then they braid her hair and then they take a bath together because it's Japan. And then, you know, they comment on each other's bodies and they're like, oh, you know, I never bounce back after Gohan. And it's like, no, you look amazing. And like, Bulma's like, Vegeta thinks I don't know about the intern, but I do. And it's like, honestly, I don't even care. It's honestly a relief at this point.
What would he even need an intern for? He just does punches alone in the gravity room.
And he's like, if I can be honest with you, we actually have an arrangement that we can go find our needs other places. And then Chi-Chi's like, what do you mean?
All of them slowly hint at hooking up with Piccolo, only to find the rest of them are also hooking up with Piccolo.
Yeah, then there's a second one where it's just Laser Shoot Larry Yamcha, as we talked about, where he just goes by around and fuck everyone, but not just the ladies, literally everyone. He's gonna, you know...
He does it communistically.
Yeah. Of course, he bangs out Bulma and all the ladies, but he's also, like, him in future Trunks, they're like, why not?
He hits Kim Jong-un's prostate. Yeah.
I don't know. Some of those Kais have nice hair. What's going on with them? Do they have genitals? I need to know.
My fanfic premise is sort of a slice of life, but it's a little bit also showing where it's like, It's Future Trunks as a union agitator, and he's going around from workplace to workplace.
Oh, I forgot about the communist aspect. Yeah. I just got wrapped up in being weird.
He's going workplace to workplace, pretending to be, you know, just kind of a just an average fellow looking for a job, and then eventually starts talking to everybody around the workplace, like, "Hey guys, so you know, if we got paid a little bit more, we could all like afford better things. You know, maybe you could send your kids to college. That would be really, really nice, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you love working in a place like that?" And eventually he gets everybody over to his side. And then he does a Berkman-esque propaganda by the deed type of thing where he just beams their boss.
Remember me!
Except for him, it works.
Yeah, because he's fucking Trunks the whole time.
Oh, man.
Cool. Yeah, that's the problem with Alexander Bergman. He should have been Trunks.
Oh, my God.
My man should have trained harder to learn the Masenko blast.
Wouldn't have ended up on that boat. All right, my fan fiction takes place in the years where Gohan is training to be in high school, but he's not in high school yet after the Cell battle, and it's him discovering Karl Marx's Das Kapital and then reading it out loud, and that lasts for around 16 video hours, and it's a steady shot, and that's it.
Oh, I also think there'd be a good one where instead of Goku just like learning how to fight with Android 17, they make love while Android 17 brainwashes him into understanding how there's no conscious consumerism under capitalism, and that's why it's okay if the Earth gets blown up. So, and it ends with Goku fully accepting the inevitable death of his world while getting barebacked.
Well, we had a lot of these in us, it turns out.
All right. Next email from Sportimus Maximus.
Uh-huh.
Good name.
An actual question.
A Greek listener. Imagine that.
Imagine. I'm imagining right now.
Hi, gang. I was inspired by the extra episode to write a letter, so I'm just going to ask what you think is going to happen in this Tournament of Power arc. What universes do you think will job and which will actually get over? What order do you think the Z-Warriors will get eliminated in? Please blindly speculate for the amusement of the people who already watched Super. Thank you for the show. Stairmaster. It's Stairmaster. Just a different name on the email. P.S. I think Kenny is pulling out some bad info about TN's three-eyed heritage, but I don't care enough to actually look it up. Also, you should do a Pokeball and out when Detective Pikachu comes out. We're definitely doing that. We're
gonna go isn't it out right now? Note.
Is it?
No.
I saw someone watching it last night.
Impossible!
I don't know.
I don't think it's out yet.
Okay, so...
That's going to be a summer blockbuster.
How
do
we think the Tournament of Power is going to go? I think it's...
Universe 6 all the way.
Which one actually, is 6?
Six? 6 is, six is the Hits universe and Frost and little baby Vegeta. And they just seem like they got a real sportist's wink to them. They're going all the way.
Welcome to Sports Center with Jerry, Katie, and Alex. Who's your boys on this year's team picks?
Drop in sound cue here.
Footballing. Hey, I'm here live at the Tournament of Power. I'm the woman. We got a lot of heavy hitters here in the void. The Null Realm is palpitating with heat. We got some ladies that don't have names yet. We have lots of sexy animals. There seem to be multiple sexy animal universes. It's as if one person was designing all the sexy animals and everyone else went home that day.
I'm here on another hour of Ball Out Sports Center. It's the poker tournament. Not much to report back, just a bunch of folks playing cards.
Thanks for checking in, Alex. I'm still here at the Tournament of Power. Everyone doesn't seem to be fighting, and Goku's just talking to somebody. Why?
Seems like
why does everyone just
their time.
Yeah, why, everyone just just stops and takes turns. Seems like pointless for Battle Royale.
What's your guess, Jeremy?
I mean,
pick a team.
I have a fun one and a not fun one. The not fun one is that the Universe 7 is going to win because the show is going to keep going.
You're right, that wasn't fun.
The fun one... the fun one that it is that it's going to be French Lady Universe.
Ooh,
I think
oui,
French
oui.
Lady Universe is going to pull it out. They're going to show... how strong and powerful you can be by smoking in black and white.
Baguette to blast.
To be fair, French women are so judgmental, and that does make me want to die.
Yeah.
Erase my universe.
All right. Next email from Will.
Uh-huh.
We learned how to say his name. Does anybody remember?
Wininger.
No. Wininger?
Wininger.
I
forgot
remember.
How to say it. I'm sorry, Will.
I can't
Why
read.
Why don't we just call him Will Win?
Will Winner.
Big
He's Will
Willy
winner.
Style.
Oh, we know a Will Winner.
Hey, ballers. As you know, longtime listener. Will is actually, for the folks at home who don't know, Will is our first confirmed listener. He was the first person to tell us he was listening to the show.
He's true and pure.
Though admittedly, I've been fairly MIA from Discord and the Facebook group lately, I just wanted to say thank you. Not just to Jeremy, he always has top billing in my heart, Hammond.
Aww.
Katie Rose still demands Justice Leon, and Alex, aw, he followed me back on Twitter, Patek. But to the community, too. Y'all are an amazing group of great people.
This is like a level of respect like Hicks reserved for the army.
Give me your seat on the bus.
Directly to this podcast.
Listening to this podcast every week has genuinely helped me through some hard times. And I'm not just saying this because I'm a little vodka drunk. Since listening to this podcast, I've been through multiple breakups. I've moved to Memphis, which has put me through a literal and proverbial ringer. Ooh. Just a serious thank you all to all for being a consistent, positive thing in my life that I get to listen to every week. Sincerely yours, William Alva, the winner.
Hey, Will, you're a good boy, and I hope you find someone to hold your heart. Oh my god, he sent us a thumbs up.
He sent us a picture of him doing a cute thumbs up.
A giant picture. Is everyone else curious about this literal ringer? What does that mean? Are you trapped in a bell? Ring twice if you're trapped in a bell.
He got pistol whipped.
He got pistol whipped at his job. Like, he was robbed.
Yeah, he was like stuck up at his job and he got fucking pistol whipped.
Oh wow, Discord's wild.
Damn, well, you're a good guy. I hope your heart finds someone to love.
I hope you're never hit with a gun again.
And thank you for the picture and the support, and I wish you well on your life journey in Memphis, Tennessee. I know where that is.
It's almost lunchtime, folks.
There's another one from Stairmaster. Addendum.
Honey.
Dear Ballinut Super Trio, I finished listening to the latest Patreon episode, and you should apologize to Alex for the testicle stuff. Please be nice, Stairmaster.
Thank you. The respect I deserve. And me with my wounded back.
I defend your honor, Alex.
I'm not hearing any apologies right now.
I'm not apologizing for a fucking thing.
You're the one who should be giving all of the apologies.
I was just, you know, listen, complacency is violence, so I'm sorry to just stand by while David Spector hilariously told me about your
yeah.
thoughts.
Yeah, David Spector, I gave him a guest spot on my show on Sunday for no reason. Just because I've forgotten he's destroyed my public image as someone with always external balls.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, David has taken a shit on your reputation twice on this show because he also gave us that audio of you being blackout drunk talking about Power Rangers.
Yes.
I take that as a proof of strength. That's probably the peak of my power.
All right, this next one is from SourceForce.
All the boys. Boys.
Squad.
Simple email. Does Dragon Ball promote Sharia law?
Yes.
Then it says, Chala head Chala. More like Chala inshallah.
Inshallah. That's a good email. They should all be like this. I approve.
Yeah.
In short, yes. Now that we've 100%. Seen all of the Muslim Goku fan art, I'm 100% saying yes.
I am kneeling towards Mecca.
Okay, from Christian Kutlick. Extremely European name.
I hope it's another question about Sharia law.
Need a ballin' out super canon question answered. Woof woof, loyal pay pig here with a mighty question.
Squeeze!
Squeeze! Is ballin' out super canon to Pod Minutes to Cast Night and vice versa? If so, I just want to say that Jeremy is valid for hating Van Halen, Katie is valid for liking terrible new metal like Limp Bizkit, and Alex's weird balls are valid. I have no idea what music Alex likes. Squeeze, squee, filthy pay pig that tries to support both shows. P.S. For 2019, you should listen to Crunkcore like Broken Side. We did! We did! It's the new episode.
That's
you'll
so funny.
You'll already have heard it.
Yeah. I don't know what canon means in terms of podcast, since it's not fictional.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
like
I
a
mean?
Form of base.
Because the show is fictional, but the podcast is just us as human beings. Mm-hmm.
You know what I listened to all of on the train ride here was Hell Hath No Fury, and that's really great.
What is that?
It's the Clips 2006 album with Mr. Me Too on it.
Yeah, it's
Uh-huh.
I thank you. I mean, I already knew I was valid for my love of nu metal. The thing that people don't know about me is that all my tastes are impeccable and everyone else's is trash.
Wham, wham.
Oh, we read this one. I didn't understand.
Get it out of here. Get that. How close am I to lunch now?
You don't get lunch.
You're not going to get lunch
Why
until after
I
we record
lunch?
The regular episode. He's
going
to be
That's not
here
lunch
in
anymore.
Minutes.
That's 4:30.
Okay, from Josh
I'm
Luter.
I'm hearing a lot of you problems right now.
From Josh Luter, compliment cavalcade and stupid question.
I love compliments. Give me that shit.
Greetings to my favorite podcast that's sort of about that show where they show fisties and punchies and yell a lot.
Yeah.
First, having put faces to the voices I hear every week via Instagram, I just wanted to say all three of you are extremely attractive people and you should be proud of that.
Damn.
I say this for no other reason but to lift you up, so accept this confidence boost.
Who? Which of us
Thank
is
you.
On Instagram?
Oh, I'm on Instagram
I'm on
like
Instagram.
Crazy.
You have one picture on Instagram and you look fine
isn't
in it.
Isn't it a fire? I'm pretty sure the only picture on Instagram is of a fire I set in the woods when I was drunk.
You have a profile
drunk.
Picture up too.
Oh, that's true.
I'm very fashionable. I need people to look at my Instagram.
2010, Alex, is so strong.
Second, apparently Chris Hemsworth is playing Hulk Hogan in an upcoming biopic.
Oh, yeah!
I'm not sure why we're getting a Hogan doc when he's alive, but anyway, I kind of get the casting decision, but it's still like, Hogan shouldn't be hot. With Mr. Satan being Dragon Ball's equivalent of the Hulkster, who would play him in the world's biopic of Mr. Satan? I realize this question is stupid as fuck as I type it, but since none of the characters are real people, why do you guys think, who do you guys think would play him real actor-wise?
Shia LaBeouf.
And then hashtag unsubscribe from all systems Goku, hashtag justice for KRL.
Yeah!
Hashtag even though they didn't do anything.
their revisionism is in their existence. They're Dengus.
First of all,
they're an existential threat to global communism.
Hulk Hogan is massively canceled. He is a huge racist. Yeah.
He's physically so large.
Could not
he,
be more canceled.
He,
if he tried.
Also basically shut down the Gothamists for a long time. So it really pisses me off that he's even getting like a movie made about him in probably a favorable light. And it makes me sad that the Hemsworth boy's in there because he's so beautiful. And I don't want to know anything about pretty people. Because the less I know, the more I can just admire how they look. I don't need to know.
Somebody
should
have some kind of head.
Some kind of grungy song about the beautiful people.
I think it's more of a new metal anthem. So who would play Mr. Satan?
Mark Ruffalo.
Yes! He's got the hairy body.
Not Mickey
it.
Rourke?
Oh, man, they're going to have... It's
no,
going to take
Rourke
so
is,
long to
Rourke
make Mark Ruffalo
old,
big.
We're trying to make him hot. Because we're going for like a...
Think about how long it would take to make Mark Ruffalo big. They just have him in full Hulk CGI. You just know it's Mark Ruffalo again.
I think Ruffalo's got the right face for it is the thing. Everything else can be worked out.
Yeah, and he's a great actor, so he can definitely, like, he can just look in the mirror and be like, brother, brother. Oh, yeah, brother. The N-word, brother.
But you think, you think Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, okay, so are we doing young Mr. Satan or like just Mr. Satan?
Well, I think we're just doing Hollywood young Mr. Satan, like whatever Hollywood's interpretation of him would be, which I think would be hot because they want to sell tickets.
Yeah.
Whereas Mickey Rourke is like, if you get Rourke, it's going to be Oscar bait. And, like, that's its own thing. You know, you'll make some money off of it, but you're not going to make, like, Transformers money.
Fan fiction, The Wrestler is about Hercule. You ever see that scene where they have him fuck her like a fireman? She's like, do me like a fireman. And you see a room that's just posters of firemen. That movie rules.
All right. Next one. This is from Alex Worldwide Keller.
Oh, yeah!
First time, long time.
Yeah, he's my wrestle friend.
Dearest ballers, I write to you on a chilly-ass Monday in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ooh, ooh!
With the intent of a very late apology, praise, and a humble piss pig's request.
Squee!
Squee!
Squee! Squee!
Almost a year ago, I tweeted some inflammatory jive with regard to you guys using DTG printing. Don't know what that means. I was drunk and summarily owned, but still it has haunted me ever since, as I very much enjoy the masculinity as a prison tank top as a favored piece of gym wear.
Also, I love it when men apologize. If like anyone wants, any man wants to apologize to me, my DMs are open.
Just for any old thing. In parentheses, though a trans friend pointed out to me that gender is a prison, so the vagina shirt might be the next grab. I love the show. I'm also a Patreon pay pig.
Sweet.
There aren't many, if any, anime podcasts that don't sound like audio neckbeards, and I appreciate the space y'all take up, and I recommend it to anyone that will listen. One friend that hopped on was my large wrestling nephew, Josh Bishop. In parentheses, I'm a pro wrestler. Forgot to mention that, but don't worry. It's obviously not my cool primary gig, as I also work in a restaurant and do security at a punk bar.
Slamming down plates on the table.
Also, like, thank you for being, like, a normal person.
Yes.
Unlike a lot of people who write in here, it's like, oh, it's so boring being a rocket scientist all day. I'm so sad, like, touring the world and solving hunger issues.
Ugh, every day I work at the Gundam factory and I need an escape.
Listen, everybody struggles. Your struggle is valid. Josh is basically non-political, so whatever ideas he soaks up from your show... hell yeah.
Oh, take it.
Josh and I will be in the New York, New Jersey area for WrestleMania week this year.
Yes!
And you'd be making a combined 12 feet, 5 inches, 480 pounds of large weebs, the happiest boys in the universe, if you had us on the pod.
Aww.
Even
that's
though
a lot of
21-year-old Josh is terrified of KRL.
Oh, he's only 21?
Keep on rocking in the weeb world. Signed, Alex Worldwide Keller. P.S. Enclosed are some photos of Josh and me, along with a flyer for our event Thursday Night Mania Week in April. Let's fucking party.
Oh wow. Yeah. Cool. Blood.
And a guitar piece.
Headbands.
I need to remind you, our fans, that I'm the only one who likes wrestling on this show.
Here's a picture of him in the Masculine is a Prison shirt.
I didn't know we made tanks like that.
Apparently we do.
That's crazy.
I love it when men are afraid of me, so I'm really delighted that that small buff boy is scared of me, but he shouldn't be. I'm actually a very nice lady.
DM Katie that you're afraid of her.
Maybe we can do like a very special episode where you guys talk about wrestling as it relates to Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah. I would do like a special wrestling one-on-one because because you know, although I kind of feel like it might be fun to have you on a little bit, Jeremy, because when we were at Fest with 2 Minutes to Late Night, you saw your first independent wrestling.
It was so cool.
Yeah, and like Jeremy has never seen people do stuff like dive off the balcony and shit before, and it blew
wild.
His mind. And it was like, I've become jaded over the years, and it was like really cool to see that childlike wonder in Jeremy's eyes. He like runs up to me, he's like, he jumped off the thing! I'm like, yeah, I know.
There's a thing in here, he's gonna jump off it.
I want to see him jump off the thing.
Yeah, fellers, we'll work something out.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll
I have to check my fucking WrestleMania weekend spreadsheet because I'm so stressed out about trying to get to everything, but I bet we can work something out.
Okay, last email of the episode from Joseph Atwood. Important information on beams.
Boo, get a fake name.
Dearest Weeaboos and Sheaboo.
How dare
Sheaboos is a prison.
I write to you today with the ultimate treatise on Dragon Ball beams. In my essay, I will prove beyond a doubt that not only does Goku avoid sex as an imperative, but that sex itself is detrimental to the Z Warriors.
Go on.
As any practitioner of Iron Shirt Ki Gong martial arts can tell you, Ki is the life force of all things. In man, this translates to the various bodily fluids, breath, blood, and yes, even cum. In many Chinese martial arts, the goal is to pack Ki into the various parts of the body as not only to store energy, but also as a means of defense.
Beautiful.
You may have seen videos of men being kicked in the balls and never flinching. This is because the Ki packed in their man nuggets, which brings me to my first point. Ki, and therefore beams, are stored in the balls. What does this imply about the Z Warriors? That the expenditure of beams directly translates to unloading rope? Think for a moment what this means for Goku, whose first experience with this would have been busting beams rather than nuts. He grew up with unleashing beams being the only remotely sexual release available to him, and it became the only way for him to fully get off as he got older.
Just sit alone in his grandpa's house beaming his mattress.
Beaming into a sock.
Oy, gross.
The only woman he's ever been intimate sexually with has been Chi-Chi, which by no coincidence is the first and probably only woman to excite him in a martial arts sense. The only woman he got his beams off to.
This also explains why he's attracted to his own granddaughter in Dragon Ball GT.
Knowing this, we can extrapolate my next point. If beams are stored in the balls, sexual intercourse uses up this Ki. Literally speaking, sex is detrimental to the Z Warrior's power level.
That checks out.
One only has to look at the various Z Warriors to see this. The weakest of them, Yamcha, Krillin, clearly fuck. Whereas known powerhouses like Tien and Goku do not. Even Vegeta, one of the most powerful Z Warriors, forfeits the number one spot by pleasing Bulma's urges. This concludes my TED Talk. Thank you for listening.
Wow.
This checks out.
Well argued.
This is well argued. I am 100% in agreement. This is part of the Ballin' Out canon now.
Yeah,
put it on a video and go viral.
I mean, I feel educated now. That's good, too, because then when I was being a huge slut a few years ago, that means I was literally killing men. I was just doing the work for the cause. Stealing that key.
Well, everybody, it's been a lovely mailbag.
Mailbag!
Do you want to sign us off or something? I don't know.
Hey, the queen here. Thanks for writing in. I bequeath you the knight's seal. Good day!